Hello, beautiful people. I hope you're having an amazing evening today on this lovely day of June 10th. It's 7:44 p.m. in the evening, and I thought I would just come in here real quick and talk with you guys real quick about, things people will say to you that may break your spirit. It could even be, from childhood, something that your mom, your dad, your aunt, your grandma, someone used to always say to you, and over the years it has affected you. Speaking from experience, I remember, growing up, my mother said I would amount to nothing. Although she might have said it out of anger, as a child, that's gonna soak within your spirit. And as you get older and you're not achieving your goals how you would like to, or you're not succeeding and life ain't going a certain way, you start to fall back into that shell, and then these negative thoughts start to appear in your head where they wasn't there before. But because you're failing, you feel as though you're failing, you say maybe what they said. I would amount to nothing. I'm nothing. Whatever negative words and comments, they spoke over you, you start reverting back to that. When there, there was, it was just talk. When people was angry, they say stuff. But I want you to know that just because they might have said some stuff, that's not you. And that would never be you, because what you're not going to do is to fall back into that trap of believing what someone said then is who you are, well, who you was then, or even who you are now. Because, like I said, about my own personal experience, my mother said a lot of stuff when I was younger, and it contributed to me having low self-esteem, no fault of her own. But, like I said, when people say things out of anger or when they're not in their right frame of mind, they don't realize the damage and the effect that it may cause. Not while you're young, or not even while you're old, but when you're going through your own personal situation, how it really affects you. And they don't know this because they're not around to see it, or they're not you that's feeling it, and I'm here today to tell you that we have to, for ourselves, remove those negative thoughts and negative feelings, because you're amazing. And just because you're not succeeding, or you're not achieving your goals, or things ain't going how it's supposed to, it doesn't mean that they were right. I'm not a failure. I am gonna amount to something, and I have achieved a lot over the years, from, say, I think maybe she said this to me when I was like 12, 13, maybe 14. And while I was in school, I wasn't really doing no schoolwork. And my design technology teacher asked me one day, why wasn't I doing any work? And I told her, my mother said I'm gonna amount to nothing, so why should I even try? Why, what's the point of me doing any work if to her I'm not gonna come out to anything good? Of course, I didn't know how to, say, well, I'm not gonna let that stop me from achieving my goals or let that affect me. I actually did, and I didn't do good in my, last year of high school. My grades was funky. I can tell you that straight up. But it did not stop me. I went to college and I achieved the information technology certification. I went on to achieving a customer service, B plus for my first test, like, so I knew who I was, but I didn't believe in myself or believe that I could be more than what she had said until after, as I started to get older, and I'm pushing myself even through, the meltdowns. I'm pushing myself to achieve all my goals, and I have achieved several other qualifications since then, and I've done so much amazing things since then. You know, I have become a businesswoman. You know, I am now a certified life coach, my actual passion. And, you know, I look back and I wonder, where would I really be? Not in the sense of material things, house, cars, and all, and wealth, but where would I have been mentally and emotionally today at the age of 34, if I had allowed, you know, the voices of the past to really affect me. Although I'm not going to say it hasn't, it has, but I was always pushing. I was always striving to be my best and do my best, achieve whatever I could, even if it was a little achievement. Many may not think that my life coach certification was much, but if they knew the story behind, you know, me becoming a life coach and a certified life coach at that, they will see that it's a big deal for me. From realizing my passion or my God's gift at the age of 21, to empower the people and the young people, and, you know, to always speak positive and encourage them and motivate them and to help them in their time of need when they feel that nobody else is there, and realizing this is what I'm supposed to do, this is what I love and enjoy doing, and going to college to study social work, and finding out in my second week that I was 6 weeks pregnant with my amazing son, my oldest son, Deshaun. Great, great, great kid. And God knew why he blessed me with him. And, you know, I went to college. And I, you know, I didn't just quit just because I was pregnant. I went as far as I could in it. And the journey from then to now, 8 years later, it was all for this purpose. Although I had my own vision for my own life as a social worker, I can get benefits as a social worker, I can achieve all my goals before I have children. Unfortunately, that wasn't the plan for my life. Yes, it hurts and it doesn't feel good, and even now it may not feel good, but I have come to that realization that I had to go through that process in order for me to get here where I am today, because God didn't want me to be a social worker where I'll only be able to affect the lives of the children that I was surrounded by and the young people that I work with, but He wanted me to speak to the masses, the crowds of people, and touch more people's lives in ways that I didn't know at the age of 21, when I thought that being a social worker was my career path. When God said, no, I'm going to use all that breaking, all the negative thought and everything that was fed into you in the wrong way, I'm going to use all of that, you know, ups and downs and losing houses and cars and, you know, having to deal with your older son and he don't know, you know, how to stay away from the negative people, you know, his peers, of course, you know, how to stay away from the kids that ain't really trying to go nowhere with their lives and to gravitate towards the children that are. He didn't know all of that. And I had to go through all of that breaking and all of that process and all of that pressing to be here today, to be able to talk to you and to let you know that do not let nobody break your spirit down so much that you look at yourself in a negative way. You look at your life in a negative way. You look at your environment and your surroundings and you can't be the best, you know, son, daughter, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, co-worker, mother, you name it. Do not allow these words to resonate so deep into your spirit that you cannot get that energy and that strength and that determination from within to step out of what they said about you, and to walk into your own purpose and to be who you are. It doesn't matter if you was a crackhead. Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry. A drug addict. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter if you're an alcoholic. It doesn't matter if you can't kick the cigarette habit. It doesn't matter if you can't do all of that right now. It doesn't matter if you feel that you're failing as a mother, as a father. It doesn't matter if you don't have a good relationship with your mom or your dad. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. Do not give up. Do not give up. Still get up every day, even if you're not making no money. Still get up every day and still try to do what you can do. If you have to update your resume, update your resume. If you have to walk somewhere and ask them for a job, do it. Even if you get a no, still get up and show yourself that you can do it. And what whoever said and what they say now, it's not gonna affect you. It's not going to stop you. It's because of the words that they have said is the reason why you are going to continue to push and to fight to be great. You're gonna push and fight to prove it to yourself that you can and you will, and it doesn't matter what anybody say about you, is what you say about yourself. If you tell yourself you're amazing, you are and you will be that. If you tell yourself you're great and you're an overcomer and you're unstoppable, and it doesn't matter what you go through, you're going to achieve that goal and you're going to make it in life. Even if you don't have that 5-6 bedroom house and that flashy car in your driveway, it doesn't matter what, you're going to be happy and content and at peace with yourself because you know that you're doing your best for you. Not for nobody else, because you're not here to prove anybody wrong or right, but you're here to prove to yourself that you are capable of being more than your circumstances now or in the how it was in the past. You are capable of being better and doing better than any situation that you might be in. When I hear the stories of, you know, these amazing inspirational actors and you know, celebrities, and you're coming from Tyler Perry being homeless and, you know, making shows and nobody's showing up, and he didn't give up. He didn't let that stop him. And every time he would go out and he would do another show, if it didn't make money, that's okay. He didn't stop until he came to that point in his life that every success, small successes from then, it made him who he is now. And it built that character. The little successes that he was able to achieve, it pushed him to be greater than what he was then. It doesn't matter if there was 10 people watching that show. It doesn't matter if 5 people bought those tickets. It didn't matter to him then, because he had a vision for his own life. He knew what his purpose was. And it doesn't matter what obstacle came in the way and how many setbacks he had and how he had to live without. It didn't matter. What mattered the most was what he thought of himself. His childhood didn't stop him, even though it could have broken him right down. He never would have been the person he is today. But he said, no, no longer will I allow that to stop me and affect me in the way it has. I'm going to fight through it, and I'm going to trust the process. And I'm telling you, we have to trust the process. It doesn't matter how much it hurts, even right now. It don't matter how much tears you may shed, how angry you may get, how much you may lose. Trust the process. Love on yourself more daily, because you're here to live your best life. You're here to achieve your own goals. Not to live the life of anybody else, but to live the life that you see for you. So I will be ending this podcast with trust the process. Believe in yourself. Get up and go get it. Get rid of those voices in your head. Every day you motivate yourself to get up and go get it and to achieve it and to be better and to do better for you. Not because you want to prove anybody wrong, but because you want to prove yourself right. You want to prove yourself right. The only person you have to answer to is you. Because when everybody else get in their house and go to their bed or live in whatever life they're living, they're not thinking about you. So you have to think about you and believe you can and you will. I love you. You're amazing. Life Coach Zen.